Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
They, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads.
It's been 20 years. 20 years since September 11th, 2001. I bet you remember where you were that day. The day the sky above New York turned from a bright, cloudless, perfect blue into black.
Terrible sadness.
So I actually went into work early that morning, and my office faces south. So I was looking right at the One World Trade Center when I saw the first plane go by.
All of a sudden, over my right-hand shoulder, the second plane came and went right in front of us, right into the building. The shock waves of this plane going in with that kind of force actually blew us back into our living room.
We did watch the second plane. It was astounding to see it actually just disintegrate. I mean, nobody thought that would happen. It was like another planet, another world.
Everybody remembers. New Yorkers, Americans. Even after 20 years, we all still remember the details of the story. And yet, there are parts we have never heard before.
And I had also went ahead and considered that everything in our apartment was probably turned to ash.
I think just remembering that the strangeness of trying to explain to a family death to a four-year-old for their friend for nothing they did wrong other than get on the plane to go see their grandparents. The suddenness of it, the unexpectedness of it.
And I remember the Psalm 46 we prayed through. It starts with, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And therefore, we will not fear.
My name is Sarah Zylstra, senior writer for the Gospel Coalition. My job is to find and report on places where God's Spirit is at work in the world. In this two-part series, we'll follow the story of Christina and Brian Stanton, who were standing on their New York City apartment terrace when the second plane roared over their shoulders and changed their lives. We'll see how pastors like John Piper and Mark Dever handled the tragedy. And we'll watch how God worked in and through Tim Keller's Redeemer Presbyterian Church, which sat just 3.5 miles north of the Twin Towers. In their stories of loss, trauma, redemption, and eternal hope, we see that God was and is and always will be at work, even in the darkest moments.
Remembering 9/11 is the first of many stories we'll share on the Gospel Coalition's all-new storytelling podcast, Recorded. On this podcast, our team will dive deep into stories of God's transformative work around the world. Recorded, coming Wednesday, September 8th. Subscribe now and join us as we journey through these stories together.